It's the Northwest Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Lars's take on today's news without the left-leaning media bias.
It'll make you laugh, cry, and demand change.
The Northwest Nonsense is brought to you by Geeks a Knockin'. When your computer's not rockin', call Geeks a Knockin'.
Well, a big victory for individual liberty yesterday. The United States Supreme Court coming down with its decision that, yes, indeed, the Second Amendment is an individual right, just like all the other rights in the Bill of Rights. And you get a chance to own and, at some point, bear arms. And, in fact, that's worked out very well in Oregon and Washington. Do you have to get a permit to actually carry a gun? Sure. But has it worked out badly? For the crooks, yeah. Has it worked out well for individual citizens? Absolutely. When citizens feel their lives are threatened, they have the right to protect their lives. In fact, later on in the show today, I got a chance to talk to Reverend Jesse Jackson yesterday. You know, the big civil rights leader? Turns out that he picks and chooses his civil rights. If you say civil rights and you mean skin color, Jesse's there with you. But if you say civil rights and you say Second Amendment rights, all of a sudden, he doesn't consider that a civil right worth protecting. He thinks the Supreme Court was wrong and that people in Washington, D.C., which has a sizable minority population and a sizable crime problem, the murder capital of North America, that people there do not have the civil right to own a gun. Now, if you're discriminated against on the basis of your skin color, Jesse will be right there with you. If you're discriminated against based on exercising your right to stay alive, Jesse will pick and choose and decide which one he wants to go for.